keeping the practice in balance. It is not just some technique or the meditation practice by itself that we are following, but the Buddha's Eightfold Practice Path, also known as the Threefold Training, consisting of an ethical base of skillful speech, actions and occupation, which leads to moral well-being that acts as the underpinning for the meditation skills of effort, mindfulness and concentration that is then directed to right aspiration that leads to the third part, right understanding with the outcome of final liberation. This teaching was the method taught by the Buddha to realize the Dhamma or universal truth, which he explained on many occasions during his 45 years teaching career. Even as he lay down dying, when the ascetic Subhadra asked the Buddha whether other contemporary teachers were enlightened, partially enlightened, or not at all, the Buddha responded that unless they followed the principles of the Eightfold Path, then it was not possible for any of these contemporary teachers to be enlightened, partially or otherwise. So you can appreciate that the complete system of practice of the Eightfold Path needs to be implemented to obtain the desired effect. However, more often than not, you find that meditators, who are though well motivated, are not practicing correctly in that they are overreaching in their effort to extract something from the practice, that they have a gaining, grasping attitude, that they are inclined to confine the practice to a static sitting practice, and or they are disinclined to or are unaware of the necessity of developing the dynamic practice of ongoing mindfulness during daily activities. Also, many do not understand the effects of fixed concentration, which, when not handled correctly, will bring their efforts to a dead end. Generally, when difficulties are encountered in the meditation practice, they are often caused by an imbalance in meditation skills. Maintaining your balance in meditation is a matter of harmonizing the three meditation skills of effort or application, attentiveness or mindfulness, and intensifying the attentiveness that leads to concentration. Too much effort makes the mind restless, while too much fixed concentration restricts the attention and limits the breadth of awareness. Effort and concentration are active factors, while mindfulness is a balance of non-reactive awareness and a state of receptivity. As you practice, keep in mind the characteristics of these three factors, for applying them appropriately will allow you to adjust, harmonize, and keep your meditation in balance. With mindfulness, it is not necessary to induce concentration as such, because sufficient concentration will naturally arise by being continuous with presence of mind coupled with clear knowing. There is no problem in having too much mindfulness as there is in having too much effort. Mindfulness is not something that you can overdo. Rather, it is more likely that there is not enough mindfulness to help balance the factor of effort and concentration. So it is worthwhile to put in more effort to maintain continuity of attention, as this contributes to settling and stabilizing the mind. For concentration to be right, the type has to be appropriate to the mode of meditation. In concentration meditation, the meditator fixes on a single object, ignoring secondary object to become absorbed in one object only. While the type of concentration in Vipassana meditation is the moment-to-moment knowing of many and various objects as they arise without fixing on particular objects. Actually, in Vipassana meditation, it is really a matter of intensifying the awareness that makes the concentration. If you wish to change the meditation mode, concentration, to a more receptive awareness practice, fixing on a single object has to be dropped to allow for a flowing moment-to-moment awareness of whatever is predominant in your experience. For the Vipassana meditator, the following are ways of relating to the meditation experience to maintain the balance. Witnessing your experience. is an attitude of neutrality, which is restricted to the bare registering of physical and mental events without posturing or positioning oneself, just witnessing. Non-clinging. Rather than seeking gratification of wishes, impulses, desires, there has to be at least some degree of non-clinging to create the space to see and let go. Removal of the sensor, an attitude of acceptance of all thoughts, emotions, feelings, and sensations coming into awareness with impartiality, which is then a mind that is uncensored. Cultivating receptivity becomes about from a stance of attunement while being sensitive to and intimate with what is observed from a place of spaciousness. An image often used to describe the practice of awareness is that of walking a tightrope. In order to do so, you must necessarily pay attention to the balance. In meditation practice, this applies to how you are relating to your experience. Reaching out to grasp the object, attaching or pushing it away, rejecting, are both reactions that are unbalancing. Keeping your balance is developing a mind that does not cling or reject, like or dislike, and is without attachment or condemnation. Cultivating balance and equanimity in the face of life's inevitable stress and conflict is to practice the Buddha's middle way. For a meditator, developing the ability to adjust and manage one's own effort in the practice is essential. A certain effort is involved in developing moment-to-moment awareness, but it is not the effort to attain anything in the future. The effort is to stay in the present, just paying attention with equanimity to what is happening at the moment. The Buddha gave an example of just how attentive we should be. He told of a person who was ordered to walk through a crowd with a jug of oil, full to the brim, balanced on his head. Behind him walked a soldier with a sword. If a single drop were spilled, the soldier would cut off his head. That is the quality of attention needed, so you can be sure that the person with a jug walked very attentively. Yet, it has to be a relaxed awareness. If there is too much force or strain, the least jostling would cause the oil to spill. The person with a jug has to be loose and rhythmic, flowing with a changing scene, yet staying attentive in each moment. This is the kind of care we should take in practicing mindfulness, being relaxed yet alert. In this way, the training helps to maintain your balance and the ability to live in harmony with others.